We are up to Simin Shin Ayin Zayin, and that's what we will be doing. Now, we learned the halacha previously that when it comes to pouring water into a chatzar, so the halacha is that if the chatzar has four amis, then we say that's good enough to be able to absorb the average amount of water that people use. But if it's less than dalet amis, then we're afraid that the water is going to collect there, and the people are going to be afraid that it's going to ruin their property, and they're going to end up pushing it out into the Rishus HaRabim. So there, it's also to pour out your water into the chatzar unless you build a guma. You build a cavity. So, says the Mechaber, Shtei aliyas hapsuchas l'chatzar zo keneged zo. What you have is, within a chatzar, two second floor apartments. They're not just one apartment, it's a bunch of apartments on the second floor on either side. And they're both, these rows of apartments have this merpeses that we discussed before, which serves as the hallway, bringing them all to their apartments. And there's a ladder coming down from that into the chatzar. So the halacha generally was that they have the right to each make their own eruv. The people on the upstairs can make their own eruv, and that's fine. So shtei aliyas hapsuchas l'chatzar zo keneged zo. Va'achas osa guma b'chatzar kedei lishpoch b'chatzar shein badalet amis neimeha. One of them made a guma for pouring out water. Va'shnia lo osas. And the second one did not make a guma. Im irvu yachad, if they both made one big eruv, shteihem mutaris lishpoch meimeihem, they're both allowed to pour out their water and rely on that guma. V'im lo irvu yachad, one of them was ma'ariv just for itself. The other group didn't bother making an eruv. Zu shelo irva asura v'sheirva muteris. The one that made the eruv can use the guma, and the one that didn't can not use the guma. What's the problem? Because we're afraid that they're going to take the bucket and pour it onto, to actually take the bucket out of the house onto the merpeset to pour out the water. And that, since they didn't make an heir of his aser, because they aser on one another. Ubavad shelo tishboch lehedya beguma ela tishboch ba'aliyah v'en yordim leguma. Since the chotzer you're not allowed to use directly, because it's a chotzer meshutif, you're carrying from a reshus shel yachad to a reshus shel rabim, you have to pour the water onto your mepeset and let it flow into the chotzer. Says the Ramah, Hagah, the kocho b'chotzer shenu murev eshari. Indirectly pouring from a chatzar mureves to a chatzar she'ena mureves is mutter. And if it's indirect, if you pour onto your mirpeses and that's going to flow onto a chatzar she'ena mureves, that's mutter. The problem is the one that didn't make an erev, they couldn't pour with the kalim of the house onto the mirpeses, and we're afraid that if we allow them to pour out water, they're actually going to take a bucket from the house and they're going to be carrying from the house, kalim of the house, into the mirpeses. The same thing if the chotzer is more than four amis, so there was no need for a guma. That they're both mutter and they do not need a guma. What's pshat? So there already, we're not afraid that anyone is going to take out a kli. We say that since the water is nivla in the ground, it doesn't collect anywhere, no one's afraid that it's going to get that it's going to ruin the ground at all. So no one's going to be so zealous as to take out a kli to push out the water. So there, Chazal didn't make any gzera whatsoever.